You're listening to SBS News.
Back on a football pitch and with a ball in his hands, Hakeem Alarabi looks truly at home. He cheered from the sidelines as members of Australia's Parliament exchanged politics for some friendlier competition on the football pitch outside Parliament House. After the match, Hakeem Alarabi visited the office of Prime Minister Scott Morrison, where he thanked the leader for his work ensuring his release.
Thank you very much. This is a special moment for me. To see you here, to talk to you, and you called me. I'm very happy, and my wife's happy, and my family as well.
In return, Prime Minister Scott Morrison promised to grant Australian citizenship to the couple in the near future.
You're clearly a young man of enormous strength and resilience, and it's been great to A, provide the protection, but B, I look forward to the day when you'll be presented with your citizenship certificate as well, which I don't think is too far away.
Throughout the entire visit to Parliament House, Hakeem Alarabi was flanked by the man who championed his freedom, former Socceroo Craig Foster. Mr. Foster says he's now looking to expand his campaign to ensure the human rights of all refugees are respected.
There's many Hakeems here and around the world who deserve our help, and we need to put, among other things, politics aside and make sure that we just look after our human beings and do the best thing for them.
He also wants answers as to how and why the footballer came to be locked up in Bangkok when his refugee status should have prevented Australia from notifying Thailand of Bahrain's Interpol red notice. Craig Foster says Australians have a right to know what role the country's authorities played in Hakeem Alarabi's arrest and lengthy detention.
I have questions, and therefore I think every Australian should have questions. I don't know precisely what occurred, and I demand the right to know. I think Hakeem demands the right to know, and on his behalf, all of us should make sure that we're going to get the full investigation as to what occurred.
A Greens motion to set up a parliamentary inquiry into the role of Australian federal departments in the arrest was blocked by both Labor and the Coalition in the Senate last night. The government says the incident is already under investigation, while Labor is expected to pursue it in Senate estimates next week. Greens MP Nick McKim says an inquiry is needed to ensure no other Australians face a similar situation.
I've got no confidence at all in the Home Affairs Department to do actually anything, to be honest. Their so-called investigation will be an internal investigation. It'll be conducted secretly, and there's every chance that the findings will never see the light of day. That's not good enough. We need a full public inquiry into how this happened so that we can make recommendations from the Parliament to ensure that this doesn't happen again to people in the future.
For now, Hakeem Alarabi's sights are set on his first game back for Melbourne Football Club, Pasco Vale. He'll return to training next week, but says his first game back may still be some weeks away. Sonia Heidemann, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.